You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Hello, welcome. And I'm really excited that you're listening to me right now. Welcome to another edition of your spiritual GPS. Oh, look at y'all. Go ahead on. Yeah. Your spiritual GPS to success. I really am privileged and honored to be your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I am ready for this show tonight. I want you to make sure that you turn your heads up and get ready to be inspired, get ready to be motivated, may even receive some insightful information and maybe some directions as to where the universe is taking you. What is in store for you? There are good things in store for you. I guarantee you that. There are greater things in store for you than what you've already experienced. And it's going to be fun. Now, anybody go take that? Anybody go receive that and say, yeah, that sound good to me? I'm going to take it. Listen, I thank you so very much. And all of you, thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast every week. Some of you, again, I really do read your emails. I really do. I read your Facebook posts and your inbox messages. So keep them coming. And I did a show not too long ago, and a gentleman scheduled a reading. And the first thing he said in the reading, he said, I want to tell you the things that you told me on your radio broadcast, it was just really true. And he began to go into specifics, and it just blew me away. So I'm like, yes, yes. So I'm really, really excited. I want to hear from you, and maybe there's a topic that you would like for me to deal with. Well, all you got to do is let me know, and we'll do the research, and even possibly may have you on as a guest. I like talking to people. I really do. Hey, but if you have something that you wish for me to deal with, and don't let that bother you. If you don't want to be the guest, don't worry about it. Because some people are like, I don't want to talk on the radio now. I don't want to do that now. But I would love to deal with what is concerning you. What are some of the issues that are really concerning you? So that's what I want to deal with. And tonight, we're going to have, I really should say today, because some of you are listening to this in the morning. I'm just happening to be recording it at night. But we're going to give some live readings and going to talk with some people and see what can we do to help motivate them and also give them that intuition or that intuitive information that they are asking God for, all right? What is that extra boost? What can I do to get to where I really want to be? Well, I believe the answer is really yours tonight. Now, if you desire to be a part of our studio audience, all you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691, okay? That's LOA to 40691, and you'll get an email or a text whenever I'm doing a live broadcast, and you too can be a part of our studio audience. Let's put it that way, okay? So listen, I want you to get ready, turn your headsets up, tell somebody else he's on. Dr. Mosley is on, and more than that, it's time for you to stay on that path, your spiritual GPS to success. Now listen, I'm coming back with some readings, and you don't want to go anywhere. I'll be right back. That gets you going, doesn't it? Just gets you going. Listen, I want to encourage you. Thank you so very much. Those of you that have been purchasing the new book, yeah, I am just still beaming with excitement about our new book entitled Talk Yourself Into It. Now, if you haven't picked up a copy yet, what you waiting on? get a copy of the book. Talk yourself into it. Some friends of mine, some dear sweet friends of mine, have given me the privilege of endorsing the book. So I really do appreciate that. To my dear friends, Ms. Jules Johnson, Constance Arnold, oh, and a wonderful lady, I call her the Mind Coach. Her name is Michelle Guzzi, and several others have just been really encouraging and endorsing the book. So I really thank you all very, very much for doing so. But now, if you want a copy of the book, all you got to do is go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay, now you can go to Amazon and look up the title, Talk Yourself Into It. But the simple way, if you want to see my handsome picture, is go to drmichaelmosley.com. That's DrMichaelMosley. MOSLEY. Okay? But I'm very, very excited about the book. And I really want to know your views, what you think about the book. Okay? I really want to know. So you can inbox me on Facebook. You can call my office and I'll give you all that information a little bit later. Okay? Now listen, I believe I'm ready to go to the phone line and see if I can find my first caller for tonight. I keep saying tonight. It should be right now. And I believe that I have Keisha from Seattle. Keisha, are you there? Uh-oh.
I am.
Oh, there we go. Don't make me nervous, Keisha. I'm like, Lord Jesus, what's going on, Chip? You know what? Now, Keisha, in radio, I've done radio for many, many years. And the thing that... really, they would fire you for this, in what they call dead air. If you have a moment of silence, they would really get you for that. So you took my mind back to 20 years ago.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, Keisha, thank you so very much. Keisha, now you're from, is it Seattle, Washington?
Yes.
Now I heard it rains a lot there. Does it rain a lot in Seattle?
Not really anymore. Before it did, but not anymore.
What y'all had a talk with God and said, God, hold up on the rain. What did y'all do?
Yes, we said we need a little sunlight out here, yes.
Oh, somebody.
Right now it's currently 80 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. See, somebody did some praying out there. All right, all right. Now, you know what, Keisha, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to probably ask this a little bit to some people, and then I'm going to get to your reading. I was teaching, and a thought occurred to me that when I relax, I attract. And so when you relax, you really do attract more of what you want, which is relaxation.
Right.
And I associate relaxation with that of prayer. You know, when you really are relaxing, that's what you're really praying. You're saying to God, to the universe, hey, I really want more of this. So can I ask you a question? What do you do to relax?
To relax usually is I will... usually put on my headphones. I'll get in a nice place that's comfy, and I just really let loose. I just let go of everything. All the thoughts that's running through my head all day, I just let them go.
Wow. So you put on your headphones, and that's a way of zeroing out all the external noise and all the external information, and you just go within, and you just let everything go.
Yes. And you know how it works so well? Is when you're listening to music, you're not thinking about thoughts, all the thoughts that are running through your head. I sing to myself when I'm listening to music, so there is no room for any negative thoughts or anything like that.
Oh, so you sing to yourself?
I do.
Now, are you a singer?
No, I'm not, but in my head, I'm amazing.
I like that. I like this. Though I'm not, but in my head, child, I be hitting it. I be doing the thing.
Okay.
All right, Keisha, well, tell me something, my dear. As you are in a relaxed state as best as you can, what is something that you are concerned about right now? What can I do for you?
Well, usually I call you a little bit earlier in June around my birthday because I usually have that fear of dying and things like that. And I previously talked to you a few times about past lives and things like that. However, this year, I didn't have those feelings. And I said, I wonder why. And I started working on just my consciousness and working on just doing better for me. Mm-hmm. And I've actually felt so much better. So I said, when things are going well, I started removing things in my life that no longer serve me. Mm-hmm. And with that said, I have chose to end a long relationship that's kind of kept me hindered and, you know, feeling negative. And I also am switching jobs, same company, but I'm switching jobs. And I want to know, what do you see as far as for me, for my relationship, and for my job?
All right. Are you in that, please, and I don't know how to really ask this question because I'm on the mic, but are you in a, I don't know the proper term, so forgive me, but are you in a heterosexual relationship?
I am not.
Okay, so you in love with in other words, when you ask me that question, let me be direct with you. When you ask me that question, I saw a woman.
Yes.
So are you interested in women?
I am.
Okay. Woo, thank you. Goodness. Because, you know, really, you could offend some people. What you talking about? You had me on pins and needles. Keisha, you know, the universe really using you today. This is, first of all, you give me a dead ad. You first give me a heart attack there. Now I'm getting a heart attack because I'm telling you I see a woman and I don't. Okay. Okay.
You're correct.
Okay. Ooh, my God. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me catch my breath. Let me sip me some tea right now. I need something. Okay.
No.
I did see a woman. So when you asked me that question, I saw a woman. And I do see another lady that's not far. And when I say not far, I don't feel that you are far from meeting her or entertaining her as a lover or girlfriend, however you want to look at that. So I really do feel good things about that for you. Were you experiencing any type of chest pain? Yes or no? Just limited to yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because as you were talking about, especially when you removed the relationship, that's when I felt a lifting in my chest. So therefore, that's telling me you should be feeling better and breathing better, because that particular relationship, not only was it hindering you, it was toxic. So now you are going better and further in a, if I could say this, more breathable or palatable pattern in life, and you will meet someone that will be a breath of fresh air. Okay?
Yes. Absolutely.
So does that make sense to you?
It sure does.
Ooh, I'm so glad. Keisha, I'm telling you, girl, you done wrecked my nerves.
I know. And sometimes I have those days.
You know, but I really am. I'm so glad. But yes, you're very, very good. And really want to say this to you. Happy belated birthday to you. This is marking a new, I don't want to be cliche-ish, but I really am very serious when I say a new beginning for you. And I want you to make sure you go back and start journaling again. This is what I'm getting. Journaling again. So start writing and documenting these occurrences that are happening, because this is a new chapter in your life, okay?
Okay.
It really is. And you're going to be a, I don't know if you realize this or not, but I don't know if this is what you want to do or not, but I really do feel somewhere you're going to be a speaker, and you're going to motivate others to really overcome some issues of stagnation. So you have a good future ahead of you and a wonderful relationship that is just really waiting on you, okay?
Okay.
Well, blessings to you, Keisha. I really do appreciate you for calling in Seattle. Now, did I answer your question? I want to make sure, because that woman thing got me. So you made my blood pressure go. Did I answer your question?
You did, but I have something that's a little tricky with this. With my position at work, They're offering me a really sweet deal to stay. However, I asked the universe for a particular position, and they've called me for it. And I want to know, is this the right move?
For now, it is.
It is.
Yes.
I felt it in my gut anyway, so.
Yep, for right now it is. And it's, again, remember I just used the word blossoming? That's what is blossoming, is a process. So therefore, this is part of your process, even to the greater, because there's something greater that's coming after this. Okay.
Okay. So, I so appreciate it.
Oh, blessings to you. Enjoy. Continue to celebrate your birthday here.
Thank you, Dr. Mosley.
Blessings to you, Keisha. And listen, everybody, I really appreciate you. Hold on. I'm not finished. I'm coming back to the phone lines in just a few more minutes. I'll be right back, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I did it, y'all. I had to go get me some tea after Keisha. Wow. Really, somebody asked me, do you ever get amazed with what you do? I'm like, yes, I really, really do. You just don't know. And I enjoy it. I really do. I don't think I would take it for anything else. I really do enjoy my job. Let me go. I think I'm on my way to JC. And JC is in Maryland. Let's see. JC, are you there?
Yes.
All right, JC. And you're in Maryland, right outside of DC or somewhere in that area, right?
Yes.
All right, JC. Now, listen. I want to ask you the same question I asked Keisha. You know, I do feel that when we relax, that's the best time to attract, and you attract really what you want. So what do you do to help you relax?
Every morning I do yoga, and on occasion I meditate most of the time. And I just like to listen to music.
Now, what is your favorite type of music you like to listen to?
R&B.
R&B. Oh, rhythm and blues. All right. Okay, wonderful, JC. And you do yoga. Now, isn't yoga a part of meditation? Don't you have to meditate to do yoga at the same time?
Yes.
So yoga helps you so you can do all them crazy positions that they be doing. I can't do it yet, but one day I will. But you able to do all that, lift your leg up and flip it around and all of that good stuff?
Yes.
You go, girl. You go.
You go.
All right. One day I'm going to get there. I'm gonna prophesy it into manifestation. But listen to JC. What can I do for you on tonight?
I just want to ask. I have two questions that I want to ask. One of them is, do you ever see my whole family reuniting again? And the other question is, my brother has a case right now, and I want to know if it's a felony case, and I want to know if he's going to go to jail for that. And my family is like, most of my siblings don't talk to like me, my sister, my mom anymore. So it's just like me, my mom, my dad, and my sister Parrish and her family. And most of my other siblings don't live here, nor do they speak to my mom like we do.
Okay, now in dealing with the family situation, it is very, the word that's coming to me, it's very toxic. It's very toxic. But it is toxic because of some miscommunication. This is what I'm getting, some miscommunication. There were some actions that were done that led to this. It's almost like a feud, you know. I'm getting like the Beverly Hillbillies. I know that was before your time, but sometimes they would have a feud between another family, and you know, you want to get have revenge on the other family. So I'm looking like a feud that is going on between the families, but it's really because of miscommunication. Somebody said something that was misunderstood, and yet somebody did something, an action that really caused a great rift in the family. So do I see them really coming together? As of now, I do not. However, I will tell you that it is possible for them to come together. It is. And it's going to take some work to do that. It is going to take some work to do that. And when I say work, that means prayer, meditation. It's going to really take some spiritual workings to do this. Also, with those workings, yes, they can begin to talk. The other thing I see about that is I do see the family talking with, if it's not done through spiritual workings, I do see it being occurring through a death. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's what I do see. In other words, somebody dying and then they all coming together at the funeral and trying to make amends. But you just lose so much time. I cannot tell you that right now. And I do apologize, but I just can't tell you. I can only see a death. And not that we want that to happen. We don't. But I have to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? And then, regarding your... Is this your brother's case that has a felony?
Yes.
Is this his second one?
I'm not sure. It's not blood, brother.
I understand, but this is not the... this is not the first time he's been in trouble. That's what I'm getting at. Does that make sense? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
So therefore, he has been in trouble before. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to tell you that I do feel him. If you ask me, is he going to jail? I do feel that. Yes. However, I don't feel that. I don't feel that it's going to be, I guess, what am I trying to say, as long as probably they may be projecting. But again, in this situation, I'll be honest with you, it's going to take some spiritual workings. And that means it's going to really require some prayer. So as it stands right now, this is what I do see, that I do see him being incarcerated. And I do see some issues that... it's just not looking as good. But I would encourage you, keep praying, keep visualizing and expecting a good outcome of this. And that's the power of prayer. That's the power of attracting what you want. So keep relaxing and imagining, visualizing your brother being happy, being at home, and the family coming together as you desire. Okay, JC?
He doesn't talk to the family.
Well, then it doesn't matter. You yet have the power to visualize what you want to happen. Okay? It doesn't matter what the person may say or do. You visualize what you want. This is your own world, your own visualization, your own attraction. So when you relax, you attract what you want. Okay?
Yes, my sister...
Uh-oh, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I want you to practice on visualizing what you want. Can you do that for me, JC?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you for calling, JC. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, but you know my sister, Paris, she calls in... multiple times.
Yes. Tell Paris I said hello, and her husband Greg, and the baby. Will you kiss the baby for me?
Yes, she says hi.
Oh, wonderful then. I appreciate you, JC. Stay encouraged, okay?
Okay.
Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'm not through. Let me go find me another caller. I'll be right back. Oh, 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 oh
I've got to tell you that I have taken advantage of Dr. Michael Mosley's talent. And I just want to let everybody know that Dr. Mosley is so authentic, so caring, and a divine healing takes place as soon as you talk to him, and it's absolutely wonderful. I highly recommend him for anyone who's stuck, who needs to know about their future or anything, because he will make a dramatic difference in your life, and he has made it in mine, and I feel so blessed to know Dr. Michael Mosley.
Thank you so much, Jules, my friend, my dear friend. I thank you so very much. Listen, I'm ready to go back to the phone line, and I believe I have Shamika on the line. Now, Shamika, are you there from North Carolina? Are you there, Shamika?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Shamika. Now, tell me, Shamika, I'm in this thing about relaxation. So what do you do to relax? What do you do to relax?
I normally read.
You normally read?
Read books. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so now, is there a particular type of book that you read, or is it magazine, or any type of particular article? What do you normally do when you are reading? What kind of material do you read?
Normally books is dealing with life purposes and things of that nature.
Now you don't read them love romance novels and about the man
coming
in on the white horse and all of that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. We don't read that. So are you more of a nonfiction reader?
That's correct. Most likely. 9 times out of 10, yes.
All right, well, that sounds pretty good. So, Shamika, tell me, what can I do for you on this broadcast? What can I do for you, my dear?
I'm just checking into my love life and finances, job or something to that nature. What do you see for me?
So, you're checking on love life and money?
Yes.
All right, those are the popular two questions that I get a lot. Now, Shamika, of course, I cannot see you because we're on radio, but I do want to encourage you. Are you dating somebody right now?
Not dating, but dealing with someone, yes.
You're dealing? Okay, this is going to be a little sticky for me. It's not the person that I'm dealing with. Now, when I give a reading, especially right now, because I'm only having a limited amount of time, I have to deal with you. And so I can't really deal with the other party, but I will say this about you. I need you to be satisfied, and that's a key word. I need you to be more satisfied with yourself. Are you trying to lose weight or do something weight-wise, yes or no?
I'm getting ready to... I have a nice shape, real nice shape, but I'm trying to straighten inches around my waist, yes.
Okay. Now, look at you. I got a real nice shape, real nice shape. Look at you. You go brag about yourself.
I'm just saying.
That's all right, honey. Tell it. Tell the truth. Tell it like a T.I. is. But I will say this, sweetheart. I believe that you look beautiful. But for some reason, I don't feel that you are totally satisfied. Now, I could be wrong about this, but I need you to be really satisfied with how you appear. Now, you may want to lose the few pounds or maybe a scale off a few inches to fine-tune all of this fine shape, but I want you to have a attitude that you really, not only do you know you look good, but you appreciate the way you look. You really are excited about the way you look. Because I keep getting the impression from spirit that there's almost like a constant modification. And if you have a constant modification, that means that's never enough. It's like I'm never satisfied. I'll keep wanting to do this, and I keep wanting to do that. When I have to do this, I want to do that. Then after I do this, I want to do that. Now, tell me yes or no, and it could be no. Does any of that make any sense?
I'm trying to figure out what do you mean by that.
All right.
If you mean about losing weight and getting more of this enhancements and stuff like that, that crossed my mind most definitely. You're correct.
Okay, so that's basically what I'm saying. And I need you to be very, in other words, because I'm dealing with the physical appearance right now, not your heart, not your emotions. I'm dealing with your physical appearance, as I could say, you know, your body, how you appear to other people and how you appear to yourself. Be satisfied with you. Because what I'm telling you, what I really do feel in your relationship, that becomes a little bit unnerving to the other party. And it's not just this party that you're with or you're dealing with, it's somebody else, okay? Because you're the type that you can handle. I know this may not be what you probably want to hear, but I feel that you are used to getting attention from more than one person at a time. But also, I want you just to be satisfied, because sometimes it's like, I want to do this, I want to do that, and it's like, will you just be happy for what you are and how good you look? Because you are a beautiful person, a beautiful soul, and a beautiful spirit, okay? Now, so far what I said makes sense.
Yes.
Now, regarding the money, money is coming for you in a better way, but you got to relax with that as well. You're too nervous about money. You're too nervous about money. And that's where you are right now. You're kind of too nervous. We need to relax and enjoy money. And I need you to have your own money, okay? Now, I don't know why, but that's what my guides are saying for me to tell you. You've got to make sure that you have your own money, okay? So things are really moving for you, but I need you just to really be confident about that, but really relax regarding money, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You say, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Does it make sense to you? Yes or no? Does it make sense?
I don't know what you mean by it.
Good. Well, don't be playing around the bush. Just tell me. I don't mind. I ain't afraid. Just tell me. Okay. So really, you're too uptight. And what I mean by uptight is you worry you go run out of money too quickly. We have almost like a nagging that I'm going to run out of money. It's a nagging. I'm not going to have enough money. It's that nagging feeling of what I'm going to do about next month, or what I'm going to do about this. You are really a good person to go out and have a good time and party and really just celebrate today. But in the other side of you is a nagging of running out of money. And I need you to get rid of that nagging feeling and know that you will always have money to do what you need to do. Because in that feeling, you attract more money. Does that make any sense? Does it make it a little better?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need you to really relax when it comes to money. What type of work do you do right now, Shamika?
I'm working in the factory right now.
Working in the factory right now? Okay. And, but that's, okay, I'm getting something here. I see a whole lot of kids. Did you ever want to be a teacher or something dealing with children? Yes or no?
Oh, my God. Not a teacher, but I want to run my own business dealing with, you know, girls and things of that nature, yes.
Oh.
Having them taught with coping skills and things of that way, because I used to get in trouble and things. But now that I have changed, I want to help kids. So, yes.
There we go. I want you to get started and keep working in that direction, okay?
Okay.
All right. You promise me, Shamika?
Yes.
All right. Now, Shamika, I want you to let me know how you're doing, okay? I want you to get back in contact with me and let me know how you're doing, okay? Or either come back on the show and let me know you're doing good, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to hold you to that, Shamika. And go ahead on and enjoy yourself. North Carolina, I just got back from North Carolina not too long ago. You all are just wonderful, sweet people. And I want you to go and have fun there, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Don't go anywhere. I got some more callers I got to get to.
Introduce probably the most amazing man that I know on this planet, Dr. Michael Mosley. He just sent me a copy of his brand new book, Talk Yourself Into Doing It. And the reason I'm so excited is that my husband Jeff Burr and I have a story in his book because Michael performed the most beautiful sermon at our wedding. Michael also let me endorse his book. So if you need any spiritual coaching, Michael is a spiritual leader in the community. He's a prophet. He's a hypnotherapist and a behavioral coach. Give him a call. Go to his website, drmichaelmosley.com, and this man's going to change your life. Success, happiness, prosperity, abundance, you deserve it all. We hope to see you real soon. I hope to see Michael Mosley again real soon. You guys have a great year.
And thank you so much, Michelle. Michelle Guzzi. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. And yeah, you got to get a copy of the book, okay? You got to get a copy of the book. Go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. DrMichaelMosley, okay? Get a copy of the book. Talk yourself into it all. I'm very proud of it. Can't you tell? Okay, let me go back to the phone line and let's see. I believe I'm ready to talk to Patricia from South Carolina. Patricia, are you there? Uh-oh, let's see. Patricia, where are you? Uh-oh, did I mute Patricia out? Patricia, are you there? Y'all, let me see if I can find Patricia. I'll be right back. To success. success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And let's see, we're getting everything up and going here. Wow. You know, it's just radio. What can I say? It is just radio. You know, you have those little glitches that happen, you know, in radio. That's what it is right here. But listen, I am so grateful for those of you that are on, and really, I appreciate you very, very much. Let's see, I believe I am finding Patricia right here, and Patricia, I believe I'm coming to you right now. Let's see, Patricia, there we go. I believe I'm coming to Patricia right now. Now, Patricia, are you there? Say hello to me. There we go. Patricia, I got you now. You live now. We got you. I don't know. You know, all of a sudden the phone line just went out, just blanked out, you know, whatever. But hey, we're glad to be here. Patricia, tell me, now you're from South Carolina. Now, what do you do to relax? What helps you to relax?
Just walking on my treadmill and listening, you know, just kind of, you know, listening to music while I'm walking.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So walking on your treadmill helps you to relax.
Yes, it does.
So we relaxing and losing weight and fine tuning and all of that good stuff at the same time, right?
Right.
All right. Patricia, which is a beautiful name. Of course, you already know I named my son after my mother, Patrick, because her name is Patricia. Oh. But Patricia, what can I do for you on today?
Okay, I was wondering, I have two questions. One is about my career. Do you see a job? You know, I work in education, and I'm looking to looking for another job. And do you see that happening within the next couple of weeks? And the second question is about do you give me some insight about whether I'm going to meet someone like my soulmate anytime soon?
Okay, the first question was, do I see, ask me that first question again.
First question is about my career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to relocate, and I am, you know, I've applied for, you know, several positions, and I'm not quite sure exactly where I want to live. I've kind of narrowed it down to like two different areas, and I just want to, you know, get some insight about that, you know, about a move within the next month or so.
Now, you got two different questions, because I remember you said something about a career. Now you're switching to move. Which one is it, Patricia?
Both, because they're kind of tied in together. They're tied in together. I'm staying in education, but I'm looking for a different job in a different area.
Okay. If you're asking me, do I see it in the next few weeks?
I do
not. However, that does not mean that it cannot happen, but I do not see it in the next couple of weeks. Now, it very much can be. I have to say that. But as far as what I have the ability to see right now, I don't see it. I do see that you will be, I do feel like you will be fully happy regarding your job in the month of October. So whether it happens now, the full settling of everything, I do feel would take place in the month of October, that you will feel a little bit, are you following the career of your mother?
No, I'm not.
What did your mother do?
Totally different. My mother was really a homemaker. You know, she was like a housewife. You know, she stayed home while when we were young, and I'm in education and administration.
Is your mother still alive?
She is not, no.
Okay. All right, that's what I'm getting. But what was your mother's dream? I'm getting the presence of a mother here. That's why I have to ask you this. Do you remember what your mother's dream was? Because it's something like, I have to go with this, that I feel like you are, in some way, you're following after, or either she's guiding you, but I feel like there's a wonderful connection here. So whatever this is, I have to tell you, there is a connection in what you're doing or where you're moving with your mother. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sometimes? Yeah, you're right, because, and funny you should mention that, I often see her in my dream, you know, like when I'm trying to make a decision or, you know, something is going, you know, having a difficult time, I often, she comes to me in my dreams. But, yeah, she came to me about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to me about this move, and she always wanted me to be in education. It wasn't something that I initially wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And but I have to tell you, I'm getting the reference or information to pace yourself. In other words, something you're moving a little too fast. That's what she's concerned about. Okay, so she's telling me to pace yourself. Now, I don't know whether that what that may mean for you, but I have to go with that to tell you to pace yourself. Does that make any sense? Yes or no?
When you say pace myself, you mean I'm, you know, moving too fast.
It's something that I feel like you're going a little too fast in, and that's the reference that I'm getting from your mother. Is like, okay, please tell her to pace herself. And I want to say this is dealing with relationship and job, because she wants you. I really have to. I can feel this very strongly. It's like she really, really wants you to get your own stuff first, and then get your relationship. But she's like saying, make sure you take your time and do all this, because she wants you to build. It's like a real high. It's not even solid foundation. It's just a high foundation, because she don't want you to be dependent on anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, let me answer the next question regarding your soulmate. And you saying, will you meet a soulmate? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you go to church?
I do, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's where I do feel that this is going to take place. It's a church-related environment. Okay? Now, I don't want to say that whoever you're dealing with or going to deal with, they're going to be heavily involved in church. Okay?
Well, okay. I'm funny you should say that, because I was married to a pastor.
Ooh. You can't get away from us preachers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay.
It seemed like they seem to be attracted to me, and I'm trying to get away from
them. Now look at you trying to get away from the preacher. Shame on you. You know, because you're a little bit more of a free spirit at times, and I have to say that at times. And really, you know, that is what I see. I do see church, and I do see that whoever you're going to be involved with, I do see them involved in church. So, hey, you know, maybe that's just your lot in life, but hopefully you'll find that preacher that know how to be, you know, all different facets that you need for you. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right? That you don't, you'll find that preacher that know how to live on the wild side as well, because you can be a little spicy when you want to be. Did I get that one right? Uh-huh. All right, we ain't going to go too far with that one. But I thank you. Did I answer your questions for you, sweetheart?
You did.
All right, Miss Patricia. And in South Carolina, now what part of South Carolina are you in?
I'm up near the mountains, up near Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I haven't been out there in that area, but I know if you buy the mountains, oh, it's beautiful out there.
It is.
Beautiful. Well, hang in there, my dear. And don't let this be the last time I hear from you, okay?
You won't, because I'm going to schedule a full reading with you.
Oh, good. Because we got to talk about this preacher thing here. We got to talk about that. Blessings to you, Patricia. I look forward to chatting with you real soon. And don't forget, go get a copy of the book for me, okay? I believe you would really enjoy it.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. And listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. I'm not through. I'll be right back. GPS to success. Oh, my goodness, time is leaving me. Let me see if I can go back to the phone line and see if I can talk to Paris out of Maryland. Paris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Now, Paris, she just told me, she said, Dr. Moses, I told my whole family about you. So I want to say
yes,
thank you.
Yes, I definitely,
so very much.
I tell everybody about you.
Thank you so very much. How is the baby doing?
Everyone is doing so great, Dr. Mosey. Thank you so much for asking.
Good. Now, what can I do for you?
The baby is getting big and everything. So, yeah. Wonderful. So, I had a few questions. I wanted to know, like, okay, so Greg did get that job you were talking about. So, he's back to working and everything. And I just wanted to know, when did you see us buying our next car?
Really not too far from now. At the time of this recording, we're looking at, we're in the month of July. I really want to say next month.
Wow. So, but the next thing we were working on was moving. So that's great, because I remember the last time we spoke to you, you said we would be moving in August as well. So I guess August is going to be a great month for us.
I really do feel that it is. Yes. I really do feel that it is. It's going to be a wonderful month for you all. So let's be excited and see what all is in store for you in the month of August.
Yes, that is such a great thing to hear. And then obviously, Greg and I, we work on a lot of different things. So Greg specifically asked me, he said to ask Dr. Mosley, does he see us being some millionaires?
I know, let me be clear when I say that answer. The answer is yes, but it's already within you. And that's the answer for everybody. I need that to be very clear. But I'm saying yes for you all, because I feel that your husband and yourself have that drive to make it happen, okay?
So yeah, no, that's
what I have to tell you. I do feel it very much for you, because you all have that drive to make it happen. So yes, go for it, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Mosley. That's so encouraging. Okay, and then my last question. So remember you spoke to my sister. It was hilarious. We talked about you guys' conversation for so long, probably still until this day. And it was funny because you told her that she would be taking care of a little girl. And so then you told her that you see her moving back, and I always joke with her, like, you need to come back and, you know, be my nanny for my kids and everything. And so she was like, we were wondering. I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody not happy. Uh-oh, give him a cookie. Y'all took goodness. All the cookies away from the baby. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's why I need my sister to come back.
Come on back, sis. Yeah,
I know, right? It was Aaron. She called the last time, not the one you spoke to today. And
I
she
remember.
Was, so, yeah, and you were like, I see you taking care of a little girl. And I'm like, Aaron, that means you're going to be taking care of Paisley, my new baby. So I was like, I wanted to know, like, do you see her doing that? Or was it a different baby? Hopefully it wasn't.
I do see the probability of it being your child. I really cannot tell, but I have to tell you, I do feel a lifting as you're talking, so it is very much possible that your baby is the one that she will take care of. So it sounds real good to me. So tell her, come on back.
Okay.
Give my love to Greg, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Mosley. You know,
blessings,
it's always great
to you.
Talking to you.
Oh, blessings to you, Dr. Paris. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Now, let me see. I think I got Kim. Let me see if I can find Kim. Kim, let me go. There we go. Kim, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm wonderful. Now, Kim, you calling me also from Maryland. What's up with Maryland? Everybody calling me from Maryland now. All right, I got to go visit Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you, Miss Kim?
Okay, this is the situation I'm in right now. It's two-part question, but they both have to do with financial. Right now, I'm in church, But I got two jobs. So basically that second job is keeping me from church because I need the extra money. But then I found myself, I'm trying to step in the will of God and do exactly what he wants me to do in the ministry. But like today, I wanted to go to Bible study, but I can't get there. And I'm really excited about this church. But I'm just trying to see in the near future, will it ever come to the point where I will have to work a second job that I can go ahead and do my work with the Lord. But at the same time, finances always seem to get in the play here where I need the extra money.
All right. Now, what I need you to do now, let's go to church vein. Let's go to church vein. The Bible says he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. All right. So what I need you to do is start using the power of visualization, keeping your mind. What is it that you want? We want success. We want more money. We want to go to church. We want to enjoy Bible study. Well, start visualizing that. And you will cause it to happen. The scripture also says, according to your faith, what you believe, what you see, it will be done unto you. So this is what I want you to do. Don't worry about the situation that you're in right now. Start projecting in your mind what you want to take place, what you want to experience, and you will.
Second thing
I want you to do is I want you to go online. I want you to copy of my book because I really believe it's going to help you. All right.
Okay.
I really do. And I'm not just saying that. I am telling you directly because you have a spiritual gift. And I really do feel I'm out of time, but I really have to tell you, I want you to get a copy of the book because you really are very good at offering care and compassion to people. So I want you to really get a copy of the book, but don't worry about where you are. God knows your desire and you will begin to start going to church like you want to. But right now, as it stands, what I encourage you to do, visualize what you want and keep it going, because that's your prayer. Okay.
All righty. Thanks.
Oh, well, I thank you so much, Kim, and I look forward to chatting with you again, Kim, in Maryland. Okay.
All right.
God bless your heart, my dear. Oh, I'm telling y'all, I'm not out of love. I'm not out of words, but I'm sure I'm out of time. Goodness gracious, time go by quickly, doesn't it? But listen, I thank you so very much for being on with me, to all of you. I want you to really take that time to relax. And when you relax, that's when you attract. Even to Kim, I want you to make sure you take that time to relax and meditate. Meditate on what you want. Visualize, if I can say this word, fantasize about what you want. And that gives your prayer a vision. I always ask people sometimes, what does your prayer request look like? So if you can put a vision to your prayer request, you have a greater chance of it coming to pass for you. Don't worry about where you are, but what you need to do is talk yourself into where you're going. Listen, I gotta go, but don't forget, go to the website, get a copy of the book, talk yourself into it, all right? I really believe that it will help you. I really am very excited about it, and let me know your thoughts. Now, you can also go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. You can get a reading from me just like Paris and just like others have done. You can get your own personal private reading and we can sit down and really talk about some things that are going on in your life and give you that insight that will help you achieve your goals. Go to drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley. You can also go to Facebook and all that other stuff I'm trying to keep up with. Oh, I got to do better with that, but I'm definitely on Facebook, okay? And you can call my office, 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. Listen, I got to go. Blessings to you all. And listen, whatever you do, by all means, I want you to stay encouraged, stay focused, and stay on your spiritual path, your spiritual GPS to success. God bless you, everybody. I'll talk to you again next time. Thank you.
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.